Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast where we're looking at apostrophes today. We looked at some apostrophes last week, so make sure you go back and listen to that podcast if you haven't. That one discusses quite a few things about the use of apostrophes with possessives. So for example, John's car, John apostrophe S, and looking at how to use plural nouns as well with apostrophes. So go back and have a listen to that. Today we're going to look at using apostrophes with contractions. Contractions are when you have two words, like I am, that we want to combine to make one word. I'm, I apostrophe M. And they're really, really common in spoken English and in informal English written. So my recommendation is if you are writing some formal English, like an essay or an important letter, it's probably better not to use contractions. That's more for informal English, I would say, or certainly spoken English. We're going to look at some examples where there may be some confusion between two different options. Maybe the contraction is the same, but the actual words that they represent are a bit different. Let me give you an example. It's. Let's look at two sentences. It's been a sunny day today. And the second option, it's a sunny day. Now, we are using for both the contraction it's. It's apostrophe S. So what is the missing word? What is the word we are replacing by putting it's? We have it. It's either going to be it is or it has. So let's look at those sentences again and you try and think in your head, is it is or it has? It's been a sunny day. It's a sunny day. With the first one, we're using the present perfect tense. So it should be it has been a sunny day. And the second one, it's a sunny day, is the present simple. So it is a sunny day. So it's all about the context of the sentence. Let's look at another example with two contractions, but different words needed. I'd like to go on holiday. I'd seen the movie before. So this contraction, the I apostrophe D, which word is it replacing? The first one, I'd like to go on holiday. Well, this one is I would like to go on holiday. And the second one, I'd seen the movie before. I had seen the movie before. So the first one uses the modal verb would, and the second one uses the past perfect tense. I had seen the movie before. And again, we're looking for the context of the sentence. I'd like to go on holiday. I would like. Notice as well, we just use the verb like. It's the infinitive of the verb. I'd like to go, or I'd go there if I could, or I'd watch it if I could. Just using the infinitive version of the verb. Whereas in the past perfect, we would use the past participle. I'd seen the movie before. Let's look at a couple more examples where there may be confusion. Let's look at the word there. Now, there are three versions of the word there. We've got there, T-H-E-R-E, for example, there is a cat in the garden. We've got there, T-H-E-I-R, which is the possessive, that is their car. And then we have there, T-H-E-Y, apostrophe R-E, and that is the contraction of they are. For example, they're really funny. They are really funny. And the final thing is looking at the difference between whose, W-H-O-S-E, and whose, W-H-O, apostrophe S. And as you can hear, it sounds the same, but it's written differently. If I say, whose car is that? Well, then it's W-H-O-S-E. This is not a contraction. The contraction would be who is. For example, who's going to the party tonight? Who is going to the party tonight? Or it could also be, who has. Who's been to Spain? Who has been to Spain? So the only time that we use that apostrophe is when it's a contraction. For example, it's, it has, it's, it is, I'd, I would, I'd, I had, there, they are, and whose, who is. Of course, we can look at what we talked about last week on the podcast using apostrophes for possessives. Of course, that's the other time that we use it. This is all about using these apostrophes for contractions. Hopefully that's nice and clear for you now. It is an important grammar point and one that, I have to be honest, quite a lot of English people make mistakes with as well. So if you find it difficult, don't worry, you are not alone. Quite a few English people struggle. But that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it helpful. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts that you'd like me to speak about, or if you have any feedback for me in general, I always like hearing from you. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.